news. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, most of the international sanctions, penalties, were removed from Iran over the weekend. It's part of the nuclear deal led by the Obama administration and agreed to last year. It'll be a major boost to Iran's economy, and it coincided with a United Nations report that said Iran is doing its part to restrict its controversial nuclear program, though critics have said Iran will be a nuclear power in 15 years. Shortly afterward, an exchange of prisoners was announced between the U.S. and Iran. American officials say secret negotiations had been going on for more than a year. The result? The U.S. released 7 men who'd either been convicted or accused of illegally exporting electronics, satellite services, or military equipment to Iran. In exchange, Iran released 4 Americans, a Christian pastor, a journalist, a Marine veteran, and another man who decided to stay in Iran. That country also released a 5th American, a student, separately from the swap. These releases were not part of the nuclear deal. The White House says the deal accelerated the exchange. The critics said the Americans' release should have been negotiated into the original deal, not part of a separate swap.